school teacher took off his suspenders, put them around the boy's leg. The boy started home and he didn't make it.
So what are you talking about, that boy that's kind of puffed up?
Excuse me?
I say, when you're talking about that raid on that kind of puffed up.
Uh-huh. You ever call that swollen or swelled?
Oh, yeah. Swollen or swelled. Swelling is more of an oblong outfit instead of just a round place.
There. Uh-huh. If someone gets shot, what do you say? What do you call the place where he got shot? A what? It's not a cut.
You call it a hole where the bullet went through.
Well, you ever call it anything more general? Might classify it as a cut and a shot. They're all wound.
Oh yeah, wound.
And when a big wound starts to heal and that pink flesh is in there, do you call that anything special?
Oh, is tissues that heal in there?
Well, you find this around toenails sometime when you get an ingrown toenail.
And, you get a...
Put burnt alum on it.
Blister on it, and I say you put... get some pus in there.
Well, I was thinking more of the this pink-like tissue, you know. Proud flesh.
Proud flesh?
You ever have trouble with that?
Well, not so much on humans, you would on horses.
Well, they have that too, huh?
Mm-hmm.
What do you do for it?
Put alum on there mostly. Dad used to put it on was alum.
Burn it or just put it on straight?
Well, you can sear it. You can sear it if you want to before you put this alum on. Hot iron and sear it.
I meant you burn the alum first.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm.
Burned alum.
And let's see. What do you call that brown stuff that you put on the cut, sterilize it? Get out of a bottle?
Iodine?
Uh-huh.
From a curicone.
And you mentioned that you had malaria. Did you take anything for that to control it?
Yeah. I took Calomel.
And that did it, huh?
Well, that was about the only medicine that the doctor knew anything about at that time.
Do they have something else now?
Oh, yeah. If you get malaria now, just give you a dose of penicillin.
Oh, and that'll do it, huh?
Oh, yeah.
I was flying with a boy who'd been in the Pacific, and we were up in the air, and he started to get green, and he had an attack. And, boy, I just couldn't get that airplane down fast enough to suit him.
Mm.
But he just turned green.
Mm.
And we just no more than touched the ground and rolled to the end of our landing roll, and I stopped the plane, and he jumped out and turned himself inside out.
Mm.
He was sick. Those poor devils over in the Pacific, I guess, had to fight disease all the time.
Oh, they had the trench rot. And those boys in it had that, what is that, where the skin all come off, they call that, in the jungles. Forget what they call it. Charlie Mason here in town had it.
Yeah. The glory of war. Oh, let's see. What are the other words do you use for died? Say a person has died or he's...
deceased.
Anything else?
Passed away.
Any others?
Passed on.
And if you want to find out the cause of death, you'd ask, say to somebody, can you tell me what he...
What he died with. What is the matter with him? What is the disease?
Mm-hmm. And then, let's see, they take the body where?
Take the morgue.
And then,
embalm it.
Then what?
Put it in there. Put on a slab usually then for a while and put it in the casket.
And then what do they have?
Funeral.
And then where do they take it?
Cemetery.
Mm-hmm. And if it's a man, the widow will go around in black for a while and they say that she is.
In mourning.
That's not stylish anymore.
No, they don't.